Almighty Father, we bless you for your mercy and for your grace. We honor you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your grace over our lives. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you, Father. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we say, thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We bless your name. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give all glory unto you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy, Lord. We honor you for the life that you have given to us, for the love that you have shown to us, for your light that has shined upon our path. We bless you, Lord. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him for the grace that he has given. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare concerning this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare over this day that all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord covers me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my path is ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare that no evil will befall me this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that any weapon that is prepared into this day, you will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. I declare evil will not be established over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by your word that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand by the mercy of the Lord. I declare this day, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord stand for me. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my file is submitted, the mercy of the Lord answer for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord bless me. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day that I am blessed. Oh, I declare the manifestations of God's grace over my life. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord speak for me. The Lord provide for me in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, I am blessed beyond measure. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness, even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. I declare that the Lord arise upon me and the glory of the Lord is seen upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand in the presence of the Lord and I declare that I am a garden that is watered by the Lord. I am fruitful and I bring out my fruit in its season. I bring out fruit in and out of season. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for I am planted in the presence of the Lord. I am planted in the court of my God. I am established in the presence of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. Every evil word that is spoken in to this day, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Evil that is programmed into this day, you will not manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, I suspend every activity of darkness over my life and family this day. You will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare this day that every coming together that is not of the Lord, you are broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Oh, no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord frustrate the tokens of the evil ones over my life. In the name of Jesus, it is well with me. The Lord provide for all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into the word for today, I want to remind you again of our program that is coming up on the 25th of this month. That is the last Thursday of this month. We are meeting by 12 noon. I want you to keep that date in mind. Pray, plan, prepare to be part of this great program. The venue is at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, right beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena along Songo Eleele Road. Anywhere you are coming from, get to Tafo Arena. Behind Tafo Arena is National Open University. Oluwadamilare Garden is right beside National Open University on the 25th of this month. Come and be blessed in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God today, we are going to be praying. Remember, our anchor scripture for the month of September is Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. The scripture says, "Call unto me and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." The Lord has promised us a revelation. He has promised to uncover things that has been hidden from generations to generation. The Lord has promised to open our eyes to see the path by which we are going to follow. So today we are going to be praying Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. The scripture says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." I declare that the anointing of the Lord is upon your life this morning in the name of Jesus. You are going to stand upon the word of the Lord. And you are going to break every evil yoke that is upon your life, that is upon your portion in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare by the word of the Lord that every yoke of hard labor upon my life is broken off my neck in the name of Jesus. A yoke of hard labor is broken off my neck today in the name of Jesus. Now, chapter 1 verse 13, "For now will I break his yoke from thee, and I will burst his bands in asunder." The Lord has said that it is now that he will break off his yoke from thee, and he will burst asunder every bands of the enemy upon your life. Declare by the word of the Lord, every yoke that is designed for my lineage, yoke that has become a pattern that is laid upon my life, that in the name of Jesus, it is broken over me. In the name of Jesus, there are yoke that are designed, that is laid on generation, laid on lineage. If you look at it, it becomes a pattern. You look at the design of your life, the design of your lineage, what happened before you, what has happened to your father, happens to his grandfather and father before him. You will see a pattern coming down. And if you are not careful, it becomes a cycle. Stand on the word of the Lord. Every yoke that has become a pattern, that has become a cycle of my lineage over me, you are broken in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing of the Lord Jesus upon my life, yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, I command that you are broken in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, I will not serve the bondage that is designed for my lineage in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of wickedness that is designed for my lineage is not for me. I am not a partaker. My seat is not in the corners of bondage. Oh, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I declare every designed yoke, designed wickedness is not for me. You are broken today in the name of Jesus. You are broken in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that wickedness that is laid on my portion, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Any generational wickedness that is laid on my portion in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I break every staff of oppression that is laid over my portion in the name of Jesus. Every staff of oppression over me, you are broken in the name of Jesus. Every staff of oppression that is laid upon me, you are broken come today. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Stand against every rod of wickedness that is laid upon your portion. Declare that they are broken. Every rod of wickedness, staff of oppression, staff of wickedness that is laid upon my portion, that is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, you are broken today. In the name of Jesus, staff of oppression is broken over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare, I am not under the bondage that is designed for my lineage. I am not serving the cycle of wickedness that is designed for my lineage. Therefore, staff of oppression, rod of wickedness is broken over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not fall upon my portion in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is my portion. Rod of wickedness, staff of oppression is broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare this morning that as from today, I begin to enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy over my life. I begin to enjoy the constant flow of God's grace in the name of Jesus. I begin to enjoy the constant flow of favor over my life in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord covers me like a shield in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare this morning that in the name of Jesus, the earth underneath my feet is blessed in the name of Jesus. Whatever curse that is released upon the earth because of me is canceled today. Oh, I speak to you, O heart, the staff of wickedness that is stretched on you to afflict me is broken. Therefore, I declare that you earth, you are blessed. You become fruitful in the name of Jesus. You are watered from the presence of the Lord. You bring forth fruit for me in hundredfolds in the name of Jesus. On you, this same earth, I begin to plant and I reap in hundredfolds. In hundredfold in the name of Jesus. I am not laboring in vain over you anymore. I am not going through hard labor for you to yield for me anymore. I speak to you, O earth, in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever that pertains to me that you are withholding because of the curse that is laid on you, I declare in the name of Jesus, for the curse has been lifted by the blood of Jesus. That which belongs to me that you have been holding, I declare you will release them in the name of Jesus. Whatever I put into you comes out fruitful. Anywhere I walk to on you, I become blessed in the name of Jesus. The manifestations of the blessings of the Lord proceed upon my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that the staff of oppression that is laid on you to afflict me is broken in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord break every evil yoke. The Lord break the yoke of hard labor off your neck, the bands of the enemy upon your feet that is making your life to run in cycle is broken in the name of Jesus. Staff of oppression is broken over you. The rod of wickedness is broken, is taken off your portion in the name of Jesus. As from today, you begin to enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus that the earth is blessed underneath you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, keep this in mind. The coming of our Lord Jesus is at hand. Seek first the grace and the blessings of the kingdom. All other things shall be added unto you. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. The Lord is coming, and his coming is very soon. The light that he has given to you, let it shine. And if you are not in the kingdom, you are still sitting on the fence. Oh, behold, come and enjoy the love of the Father, the joy and the peace, the satisfaction that is in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come and enjoy with us. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.